Hey, what's up? It's your homegirl, Complex Angel. I'm the vibe.
And it's your girl, Queen K, on the Vision.
And welcome back to another episode of Queens of Vibes and Visions. So, Queen K, how was your week?
It's been a little rocky. I have been working my ass off, literally, like, y'all don't understand. I have been back and forth and just working long hours, but I just thank God because I'm able to, you know. I'm thankful that he gave me the strength, you know, to push through all of these hours. Our building was shut down due to the fact that we were supposed to be on vacation, but where I was on vacation from one job, I picked up another full-time job. So I'm just thankful God gave me the drive, you know. It's been rocky, but I'm thankful for it. What about you?
It's been a little bit rocky. Reality checks, family drama, and everything. I've just been tuning myself out and just tuning back into myself. I did let it get me off of my. It got me off my square, but you know I'm back and I'm good. I'm good, you know. And
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You ready to start the show?
Yes. So, Complex, I'm going to let you throw that sipping tea for the soul topic tonight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens. So, the sipping tea for your soul topic tonight, we are talking about, we basically decided to do WAP, but we decided to make the acronym We Ain't Playing. Me and Queen K were just talking and just asking, like, what all the backlash about the WAP song? And, you know, I said, like, we need to really have a discussion about this. Like, why is it such a big thing, an issue, when women express their sexual needs? So I'm going to go into my first aspect, which is shame. And my first question is, have you ever been shamed by others for listening to females who make sexually explicit lyrics?
Yes. By family, you know, some, of course, the older people in the family don't understand why we listen to the songs that we listen to, because it's, you know, so explicit. But my thing is the music, the beat changed, but the message doesn't change because it's just years of repeating itself. Like, you can go back to the old Luke songs and then you got your Cardi B's now. It's the same message. Like, they was talking about popping pussy back then. Now they saying it a different way, you know? So, the Mary Jane girls with the All Night Long song. Like, so it's just like, yeah, I have gotten looked at crazy because, okay, so when people first get to know me, they think I'm this quiet, sheltered-in type person. And then the moment I throw on some City Girls, they like, oh, so you ratchet, huh? So, yeah, I've definitely gotten shamed by some friends, family, because they just like, you know, why are you listening to that? No woman should speak like that and all that stuff. So, yeah. What about you?
And you know what's crazy, though, like, to kind of piggyback off what you said? I got shamed before, but, like, the whole, oh, you ratchet, because you listen to City Girls. It's like, damn, like, I mean, maybe there is a ratchet part of me that likes them, but I remember I was talking to this guy back when I was, like, 21. He was Nigerian, and he said it. He was like, I just do not like girls who listen to, like, a lot of Nicki Minaj back then. Now, I didn't really care for Nicki Minaj when she first came out, but, like, towards her, I think it's the Pink Print, where she had I Lied on there, where she showed a more versatile outside. That's when I really, really started messing, like, you know, rocking with her. But at the same time, even though I wasn't a big fan when she first came out, she still had some hits that I liked. And, you know, I basically just had to ask him, like, what is the issue with listening to her? Like, I don't understand. Like, she's rapping about what females go through. And he was like, nah, she's just such a sexual type, she's such a sexual type image, and that's not wifey material and everything like that. And I don't know, it was like I had to ask him, well, the songs that guys make about sex, who are they talking to? Are they talking to their wife, or are they talking to their own? Like, I just never understood that, and he couldn't really answer. So, but my next question is, do you feel women are ashamed to talk about sex freely because of all the backlash and pressures they get?
Yes. I definitely feel that way. I feel like that we are criticized more than men are. Mm-hmm. You know, we're picked with, you know, when it comes for sex. So it's best for us to be quiet or, you know, like they say, a lady in the street, but a freak in the sheets. That's what they want. They want us to stay quiet. And that doesn't always happen, you know, because you got your Cardi B's and your Megan's that's telling you up front what it is and what they want. And I know for me, I'm very quiet. I'm not as open. Yeah, I listen to the music because it's for my entertainment, and that's what it does. It entertains me. But I am more so on the quiet side when it comes to that because I do feel shamed, you know, and this is just from, you know, being raised to, you know that, oh, a woman is not supposed to behave in that manner. You know, you're supposed to be, you know, timid and shy and when it comes to that topic, you know. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I definitely feel women are ashamed to talk about sex freely. Back when I was in college, we had to do an outreach type thing with this clinic that was in Ypsilanti. And it was a clinic for, you know, girls who were 12 up to 21. And, like, you know, it was just basically a place to have them come talk to, like, therapists if they needed, you know, birth control pills and stuff like that. So we were basically doing outreach on the campus trying to let people know. And it was so many girls that was just, like, kind of scared to come up and grab a condom. Mm-hmm. Like, they would make conversation, but you see their hand awkwardly going towards the bowl while looking at you, hoping that you don't see that. And I used to just, like, always feel like, damn, like when our guest here was on, me and all of us said that when we buy condoms, we get a little black bag or we buy extra stuff with it. But I was just like you. Yeah, I was just like you, though. I was very quiet. My mom always told me never have a lot of male friends because that will send off a message like you're a hoe. But I wanted to be guys' friends, one, because they were that I was more than just my huge breasts. Walking down the hallways because God, some ignorant guy in high school was going to say something.
Hello? Complex?
Went to the same school with because people talked a lot. I'd rather, you know, date somebody who went to a different high school, and it's like my business is a little bit more discreet, you know what I'm saying? Because you may be talking something that they... saying, like, talking to my friends about sex, because my... thing, they gonna try to go after your man, so, you know, I don't know. It's like I was just very quiet when it came.
I'm sorry. It keeps blanking out on my end. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry. It just kept cutting off on my end. I don't know if it picked up on that. But so my first aspect is double standard. So my first question under that is, why is a woman considered a hoe for having multiple sex partners, but a man is praised?
Honestly, that's the question. Like, I can't. And I remember this one guy said, "My pedestal," and the pussy, and it's like men are considered to be like dogs, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay on both ends, you know what I'm saying? With multiple sex partners, it's like, yeah.
Okay. That's a question that I still don't fully get or know how to answer because I feel like, you know, we're all human beings. We all have our needs and our wants. I don't feel like a woman should be labeled a certain thing because she has multiple sex partners because my thing is, what about the guy that sleeps with the girl, you know, that has the multiple sex partners? What does that make him? I don't feel like we should be compared or looked at differently at all, because my thing is, at the end of the day, you know, we are humans with needs. So I feel like it should just, nobody should be held. I'm sorry, Complex, can you hear me? Because I got a few people saying that it keep blanking out.
I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so that leads me into our second question under the aspect of double standard, which is, in what other areas are women held at a double standard?
I know me and you was talking about this the other day about how guys get, like, in sex, how guys want threesomes. But, like, mm-hmm. if you say, okay, let's have a threesome with two men, they get upset, but they want you to have a threesome, like, you know, with two. I think another double standard, like you said, with cheating. You know, I think that women are more forgiving if a man cheats, you know what I'm saying, versus versus a woman cheating on a guy. I don't think a guy would forgive. Their ego is hurt and everything. What about you?
Yeah, the cheating thing, that was at the top of my brain, because it feel like, you know, when a guy cheat on us, they expect us to get over it. But the moment we cheat on them or step out on them, girl, the world ends. They cannot take it, because I think it stems from the fact we're emotional creatures. So we have to emotionally connect to the guy that we cheat with, and they can't deal with it. But I know that we, you know, face double standards, period, like in the workplace and things of that nature. You know, women are made to believe, or, you know, how can I put this? We're made to seem like we're inferior to men, but I don't get how that happens when all life comes through us. So technically we're the superior being, but, you know, they won't say it like that. They feel like they're stronger than us, they're smarter than us, you know. Most men do, not a lot of them, but, you know, they do feel like women are the weaker sex. But then they have to realize that we are the life givers. It is
okay,
because
now you're
of us.
Thinking
of. Yeah. So that's my take on it.
Right. Okay. Well, my last aspect is needs. My first question under there is, should a woman know how to pleasure herself before ever having sex with a man?
Okay, so, all right, y'all, this is the part of the show where we get into it, okay? So I feel like, knowing what I know now, yes, I didn't at first. I didn't understand that until you brought that to my attention. You was like, hey, Queen K, look, you need to know what to do with yourself first, so you'll be able to let them know how to treat you. You know, you'll know what you like. And at first I'm like, that's not me. It's okay. That's a man's job. But it is very beneficial to know yourself, because that way you'll know what you like. And, I really feel like a woman should learn herself first before a man, you know, steps in. That way, you know, you won't be disappointed. You know, it stops you from being disappointed, because you can let them know, look, I like this. No, I don't like that. Do this more. Don't do that. You know, so I definitely feel like it's beneficial. What about you?
I definitely feel like it's beneficial. It stops you from spending the night in the guy's driveway, or it stops you from, like, you know, being so sprung over a man pleasing you. Because I don't know if you've seen this video with this lady. She has the vagina in her hand. It's like a little stuffed vagina, and she's showing people how to stimulate it, where the G-spot is at. And I think a lot of guys don't know what they're doing. So, you know, I'd rather just please myself with the toy and, like, really get there myself, because I would never want a guy to get big-headed. And, you know what I'm saying, like, you can't tell guys, like, oh, yeah, you rocked my world, because then they feel like, oh, I got it right where I want her. No, I mean, I was just giving you a compliment. So, yeah.
That is so true. I have a story behind that, but I don't know if it's for the listeners. But, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Might as well, too.
Yeah, I will. So anyway, I messed up and gave that compliment to somebody, my ex, and I feel like that just made him feel like, oh, he was the man, and it really had me sprung out. Like, I was just like, oh, okay, so, but then when you get to learn yourself, it stops you from being sprung, because it's like, nigga, I can do that for myself if I wanted to, so, yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because, like, you, I've been that person that waited up to 4 o'clock in the morning for a fucking booty call, like waiting for the guy to come. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, pleasing myself, I don't even need you. Don't even come. Like, I think we've all been there before where, like, you know, like, you just really get sprung over the dick, and, like, you do some dumb shit and you allow dumb shit to happen over that. So it's like, you know, pleasing yourself and learning yourself and everything. You could tell the guy, like, what you like and everything, instead of just laying there letting him do, like, everything. Like, nigga, you're not even pleasing, right? You're just here to get yours. But
exactly.
That ties into my next question. Do you believe a woman is quiet about her sexual needs, you know, because she wants to soften the man's ego?
Yes. With me, I realized, okay, so y'all, this might be TMI, but, you know, I'm going to go there because this is a perfect example. So I remember one particular night, I'm like, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to ask for it. You know, I'm going to just take it this night. Just trying to do something wild and spontaneous. So I actually was the first one to engage in sex. And then after the whole thing, like, it was nice, you know, I'm not going to hold you up, it was nice. But then, like, after when we land there and we supposed to be cuddled up, I'm looking at him like, what's wrong with you? Why did you do that? Like, I mean, you ain't never asked for it before, or you never did all that. So why? I'm like, well, damn, I just tried to do something different. Like, and after that night, I just stopped, you know, I stopped telling him when I wanted it. I just let him feel like he was in control of it all, because the moment that I was the dominant one, he could not take it. And, you know, to spare his feelings, I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to let him feel like he in control of it. I'm just going to, you know, lay back and let him do whatever he wants to, you know, and I'll just go with the flow. But it is to, you know, soften up that blow to their ego, because when you're in love, like, you don't want to hurt that person at all. And I didn't want to hurt his feelings, but I was just like, well, let me try something different. You know, let me switch it up. Let me spice it up. But me doing that, it showed me that even during sex, you know, his ego is huge at this point. He feels like he's in control of everything. So, yeah, I definitely have softened, you know, have been submissive or quiet about my sexual needs just to soften the blow to his ego. I've done that many a time. How about you?
I think, like, there was a time where I was messing around with this one guy, and I don't know, it's like he wanted me to stay the night, and I just wanted to leave, and I guess that he felt like I hit it and quit it. So, like, you know, he was making like a lot of, like, different, like, he was sighing in the bed, waiting for me to get back in, but I was still grabbing my stuff. He was like, wow, really? Like, what was the point of coming over? I think guys, like, it knocks them off of their, like, it just, it makes them, like, really just, like, whoa, what the hell happened? Like, roles are switching. Am I the female now? Like, I don't know. It's like I wasn't trying to be a nigga in that moment. It's just that I'm a different person when I'm in a relationship and when I'm single. And if I'm having sex with you and we're not in a relationship, I don't want to confuse anything. So I have to distance myself in order to not get attached. Don't cuddle with me. Don't kiss me. And there's no point in spending the night, because it's like I don't want to make myself believe that this is something more than it's not. And
yeah.
I guess maybe that was his intention, and I caught on to it. But, like, yeah, I got so many text messages, like, so when you coming back over, so is it really over? Like, he wanted to flip the script just for, you know, to get me to stay, and it just didn't work. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I didn't mean to hurt your ego, but I can't be quiet about my sexual needs, because I know that I won't be happy if I'm quiet about it. But I do think some females are quiet, and, you know, maybe they're quiet because they don't know what pleased them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to this little seminar back in college called I Love Female Orgasm, and they were talking about how, like, a female's orgasm can be very complicated because it's like some women, they get to the peak of where they're about to come, and then it goes flat. And, like, they, you know, it's kind of like a little plateau. Like, it just basically just runs off and you never get it. And, like, they were saying some women don't get their first orgasm until, like, they're in their 30s and stuff. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of people are still learning their bodies, so maybe that's why they tend to be quiet about their sexual needs as well.
Mm. Shit, I want to go to this seminar. They still have them?
It was, I don't know, it was in college, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, so my last aspect is intimidation. So my first question is, do you feel men are intimidated by using sex toys in a bedroom because they fear the competition?
Yeah, I've actually heard guys say that they don't like using the sex toys because either it's bigger and it lasts longer than them, so they don't like using it. Like, I knew, like, one guy asked, I'm like, can we have, like, and we were in a relationship. I'm like, yo, can we use sex toys to kind of spruce it up and everything? Because after a while, a person that you have sex with over and over, you learn their routine and you could kind of get bored with it. And he tried, I do give him credit, he did try with the sex toy, but he noticed that my moans were louder with the sex toy and that I was a little bit more into it. So, like, he stopped and was like, I'm enough for you. So I'm like, you're not fun. What about you?
I feel like that is the case for some men. I feel like they, you know, like you said, you know, your moans were louder. I feel like with some men, yeah, some men do fear this competition. My last relationship, it was okay. We didn't use, you know, oh Lord, I don't even know why I'm talking about this on here. But anyway, we used some sometimes, but I feel like, you know, it could have been a competition thing with him as well, because it was just like, I remember me and Complex went to Cirilla's, and we were just in there buying crazy stuff. It was late at night. We ain't had nothing to do, so we just bought some toys, and I had bought this purple one because it was purple. I didn't use it. I just bought it because it was purple. When he saw that toy, he flipped the hell out. Like, he was like, why would you buy that? Is it because it was bigger? Like, why would you get that? Like, have you used that? No, I haven't, nigga. It's still in the box. I just bought it, and do you know he made me throw that away?
I don't know. Like, it really hurts guys' egos with that. I don't know why.
Man, like, dude, I spent my money on that. You gonna replace my money? But I threw it away because I didn't want to cause any arguments, any commotions. I mean, I really only bought it because it was purple. Like, that was it. But, yeah, I do feel like
The whole thing is, though, like, it doesn't even have to be a sex toy. You can do other things to be creative. Let's do foreplay. You know, like, let's get different lubricants. Like, I can understand why they get intimidated because of the size, but don't they have it to where you can create it from your man's, your thing? So, hey, I got the real deal, and I got the plastic version of you, too.
Lord, girl, the name it takes me out. Girl, you know it's called Clone a Willy. Look it up on the road.
Okay.
My last and final question under intimidation is: do you feel that men are intimidated by a woman expressing her sexual needs?
Yes, because that means that they have to step their game up. You know what I'm saying? It's like men are used to women being so quiet. And I remember my teacher told me, she was like, men see women as like the Barbie dolls. What does a Barbie doll do? She lays there lifeless, sits there pretty, and just smiles with no opinion at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, she has no spine. She has no type of sense of who she is. You know what I'm saying? She's what the man says she is. And the fact that we're finding our voice, especially on sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that that kind of messes with the man's ego, because it's like, if I'm telling you, like, hey, babe, you know what I'm saying? Like, your game been kind of off, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like it when you do this, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you should slow the pace down and, you know what I'm saying, not go so fast. You have to kind of watch how you approach it, you know what I'm saying, with the man. I don't know. Like, I mean, maybe this conversation is uncomfortable if a man came to a woman, but I feel like men are more sensitive, and like, there's no way of talking to them without them feeling like, damn, I'm not good enough.
Yes, I totally agree with everything that you just said. I feel like just for instance, with this WAP song alone, like, so many men mm-hmm. came out the woodwork, like, right? They nasty, I would never wife that, why would they, and any woman that listened to that, they not going to get wiped, they hoes and all of that stuff. But it's just like, well, damn, when these rappers is talking about effing these females or, you know, doing all this to them, y'all rapping every verse. But let a woman mm-hmm. do it and you bash her. Like, there's nothing wrong with these women expressing what they want. I don't, my thing is, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. But, you know, don't stop with all the negative stuff. A woman can be verbal. You know, that it just, I feel like it just comes from so many years of us being seen and not really heard. You know, our needs have always been silenced, you know, and this is stemming from past, you know, like the past. You know, women were always second citizens. You know, we were never first citizens to anybody. So I don't know. I just feel like they should really listen to us more. I really feel like mm-hmm. they should listen to us more. And, you know, it touches on so much of us being ignored. But sexually, I feel like you guys should listen. You know, you'll keep a woman longer. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
If you listen to her, you know what she likes. Yeah,
true,
that's
true.
My take on it.
Okay, so it's time to segue. Do you have any shout outs for people, anyone who answered the other woman question last week?
I definitely do. Hold on, I'll screenshot it. Okay, so last week's as a woman question. I don't got the whole question.
Oh, I'll read it. The as a woman question last week was, as a woman, do you think the things we were forced to forgive our parents for, does that blur the lines on what we allow in our intimate relationships?
Thank you, Complex. So shout out to Angela C. Jackson, who said absolutely yes, our parents are our first teachers. And then shout out to Marissa Palmer, who said, to a certain point, until you're able to say that your past cannot influence your present or your future anymore. Thank you, ladies. We appreciate it. Complex, do you have anybody?
It's cool. Gloss Glam Blocks. Sandbox, I'm sorry. She said a lot of the times yes. And Be Brave Coaching said yes. They really didn't go into details. But what is
okay.
the As a Woman question tonight, Queen K?
All right, so as a woman question, this stemmed from a conversation me and Complex had earlier today. So the question is, as a woman, what is your biggest fear?
As a woman, I guess not accomplishing everything that I want before I leave this earth. Like, I know that I don't have the say-so on when it's time for, you know, me to give back the keys to God on my life, but I just hope that I can fulfill, you know what I'm saying, everything that I've wanted, and that I'm just completely happy when I leave this earth. Like, that's my biggest fear of, you know what I'm saying, that I won't be able to fulfill all of that. And that's one thing I'm learning, is that I can't plan out my life, like, you know, like I'm God, you know what I'm saying? I can only be thankful for the days that I'm in and hope for tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, and be thankful for the past because it shaped me. But yeah, that's my biggest fear. What about you?
My biggest fear is one, not living in my purpose, and then two, not leading my kids into their purpose. Failing as a mother is one of my biggest fears because, you know, I have little people, three little people that look up to me and, you know, are looking for me for guidance, and I don't know what to do. There is no handbook on parenting. Every day is a new journey for me. I just hope that I'm doing everything right to shape them into young queens and kings. You know, they are our future, and I would hate for my kids to be lacking in any area because, you know, how they are raised, it will be portrayed in the character that they grow up to be. And I just want to make sure I'm doing my part and I'm leading them on the right path. I don't want to fail as a parent and not look at my purpose. I just want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do here before I leave here. You know, I don't want to cut my time short. So, and then change is another big fear for me. I have been talking about change for quite some time, and I know it's time because I'm uncomfortable where I currently am. But change scares me. So I'm trying to work through those three things. Those are the three biggest fears in my life at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. No problem. No problem. So, Complex, do you have any glowing businesses of the week?
I actually do not have one this week.
Oh, don't feel bad. I don't either. I didn't do any research this week because it was just a lot going on for me, you guys. I'm sorry, but I will definitely have one next week, but I don't. So since we don't have any glowing businesses for the week, Complex, you got something to say?
Yes, I scrolled across something the other day, and I wanted, I told myself for 2020 that if anything that I did not agree with, I would not get into a debate. I would just scroll past and say it's none of my concern. But I couldn't do it with this one. I came across a meme that said, self-love was never meant to replace romantic love. Stop telling people to love themselves when they talk about wanting a significant other. Both are supposed to coexist. Wanting a partner doesn't necessarily mean you don't love yourself. And I didn't say anything when I saw the post, but I can understand why a person, I used to feel like that, but I can understand why a person says love yourself first, because I was always a person that was looking for love out of loneliness and not, you know what I'm saying, out of fulfillment. You know, and basically, like, I was pretty much told to love myself so that I wouldn't lose myself, because it took one of my exes to point out, like, he was like, you're a very strong person, but you keep building yourself up, and then when you get into a relationship, you let the next person break you back down. So, yeah, that was, like, my wake-up call. Like, yep, I need to point out bullshit, and I need to not get comfortable. So I think that that's what people mean when they say love yourself. It's not saying, oh, don't date, but don't be so focused on looking for a partner that you forget about yourself. So that's all I had to say.
Oh, girl. Okay, no. All right. I don't have anything to say. Well, you know what? Yes, I do. Surround yourself with good people. All the time, y'all. I was going through a really, really rough, I've had a really rough week, but shout out to Complex, shout out to DC, shout out to Ace. Thank y'all for last night's conference call. Like, y'all just don't understand how much I needed that laugh. Like, that helped me last night so much. It helped take my mind off of all the negative. I was able to smile, you know, for a minute,
right.
You know, even though I boo-hooed once I got off the phone, but I laughed the entire time, and it helped a lot. It really did help a lot, so I appreciate y'all for that. Shout out to
no
y'all.
Problem.
Y'all real.
No problem.
Okay.
All right, Queen K, what is the AO Queens and Kings quote this week?
All right, so I have two, and this is from Pinterest.
Pinterest.
So the first, I know, girl, Pinterest. I like them again. I do. I like them again. But the first quote is, if people are doubting how far you can go, go so far that you can't hear them anymore. And that quote was by Michelle Ruiz. To me, that quote just means stop focusing on the people that's doubting you. You know, show them. Show them better than you can tell them. You don't have to stop to address them and tell them, look, this is what I'm about to do. No, show them. Let your actions speak louder than your words. Keep on going. And then go some more, you know. Make it to where they you don't even hear or see them anymore. You know, block all that hating out. That's my first one. My second one, it says, she made broken look beautiful and strong look invincible. She walked with the universe on her shoulders and made it look like a pair of wings. She is useless. You queens out there, you kings out there, all of that, what I just said, that is you. So please understand, your struggle is going to make you so much better in the end. Don't even worry about it. It will make you stronger. Don't be broken. You know, just learn from it. Know that everything that you encounter is a lesson. Also know that we're going to go through storms, but we also know there's a rainbow that's coming. You know, a storm can't last forever. You go through it, you get over it, and just brace yourself for the next one. You'll be stronger, I'm telling you. Everybody goes through it. It's okay. So those are my quotes for the week. Complex with that no apology thought.
Okay, so I changed it at the last minute because this one really hit close to home. It says, sometimes the things that will be healing for you will be disruptive to others. Sometimes setting healthy boundaries for yourself will be interpreted as betrayal to others. And sometimes the decisions you make for your life that you understand will be misunderstood by others. Work on getting comfortable in that space. And I'm saying that to say is because I really did almost, like, let someone make me change back to my old ways where I cared about what people thought. And I'm learning to get comfortable in the space of a lot of people are going to feel like I'm acting funny for growing. And, you know, I'm trying not to let that get to me, you know what I'm saying? And this just kind of confirmed today, like, it's not going to always be easy. Like, trying to break generational curses and being an advocate for breaking general curses, I look like the crazy one, you know what I'm saying, to certain people. Like, when I talk to them about certain things, I'm looked at like the crazy person. And it's like, I just wish that everybody thought from the same perspective, and everybody doesn't. So I have to be okay with, you know, being comfortable in the space where I'm the black sheep sometimes. So, you know, anybody else out there who is living in their purpose and people are looking at you like you're misunderstood, honestly, they didn't understand what Noah was doing when he built the ark. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, stuff doesn't make sense until it's finished. And then you'll have people, you know what I'm saying, wanting to make it seem like they was there throughout the whole process. So I'm just learning to get comfortable, and I'm just telling y'all out there, get comfortable in that space. You know what I'm saying? Because what's not understood to others, as long as you understand, that's all that matters. And that is my no apology thought.
I love it.
Thank you. With that being said, I'm Complex Angel. I'm the Vibe.
And I'm Queen K. I'm the Vision.
Peace and love, y'all.
Peace and love.